Okay. So right straight ahead, we call Eagle Point. There's a series of pine trees here, and the eagles are our home right now, so that's really a neat place to come and photograph and check out the eagles. Off to our left, to the east, is Cranberry Lake, one of the original lakes of the Chippewa flowage. Cranberry Lake was always there. On the far shoreline, there's kind of a clearing there where is now a campground. That used to be a logging camp, and that logging camp was started in the early 1870s, and later on it was abandoned. And then in 1926, it became known as Ramona Cabins Lodge. Ramona Cabins was started by the Christian Brothers, and some years later it turned into Levetier's Landing. Joe Levetier, or Levetier, he owned the place until around 1970, 72, and it was on leased land from the power company. It was a very basic, rudimentary resort, real Spartan conditions, and they ended up closing it down because nobody was interested in taking over the lease and making all the improvements. So Levetier's was bulldozed. This big island right here where Eagle's Point is, this is called Headflyer Island. There's a real nice campsite further down the shoreline to the east here. Headflyer was an Indian woman. Her Indian name was Naitami Gigi Dokwe, also known as Mrs. John Headflyer. So she lived here in the 1890s. This was her allotment, and she had some of her allotment logged off, and there was a big clearing after she had it logged, and that served as some good farmland where they had a subsistence farm. Headflyer's, the remains of her home is still there. All that remains now is a depression in the ground, root cellar. But that's a very historic site. And we will now proceed to Cranberry Bar. Point out where the eagles are so people see them.